What a pleasure at 18 minutes after 11 o'clock to begin our live music hour for today. You're going to get to know both of these gentlemen a little bit more throughout the hour. There'll be some great original songs and maybe a cover or two. Please join me in welcoming Jim Avett and Ray Morton.
Fair land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father and all my friends who have gone wrong. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going.
Jim Avett on the lead vocal and Ray Morton with him. And Jim, what a great song to open up with. And how nice it is to meet you. Thanks for being here.
You're very kind. It's my honor to be here. I look forward, when I heard that there was a chance to be here, I jumped on it. That song was a cover from Doc Watson when I heard it, and that was a long, long time ago.
Well, I want to go back a long, long time ago. I'm curious a little bit about your childhood. We were talking off the air a little bit. You're from the Piedmont part of North Carolina, and that's where you were raised as well?
Yes. My daddy was a preacher. My mama was a concert pianist.
That is a nice blend.
That's where it comes from, and that's where we send it on to our children. She was a concert pianist until she became the church organist, and then she became the church organist for the rest of her life, which is an unpaid position, by the way, and we suffered for that, but not greatly. I started out, I have a brother and sister, and my parents decided it was important that music be part of our life. A very basic part of an educated person. So we all started out with piano. I'm not sure that my piano playing is much of an education, but went from there to violin and finally to a guitar, and I've been playing a guitar for 50 years. And you'd think that I could play a guitar, but it's been a long and convoluted trip. It's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of work.
Let's talk about your voice a little bit, because, you know, that deep baritone is just wonderful to listen to. Did your family sing a lot growing up?
We sang all the time. Ray and I were talking, it's been a couple weeks ago, and he mentioned that at our house, it is, we have music every day. And he said 98% of the houses don't have that. And that is a shame. There is so much in music, so very much in music. Yes, we sang riding down the road. Daddy being a preacher, we sang a lot of gospel. Yeah, you can imagine that. But, yeah, grew up singing and not being embarrassed about it. Probably should have been embarrassed about it, but we weren't. But
anyway. What was school like for you? How large was
your
school?
It was an adventure. It was an adventure. I went to county schools. It was usually B's, I suppose, or C's. I think anything over a C is probably a waste of effort.
But, was it a large school or?
Yeah, it was the high school that I went to was the largest high school in our county.
And probably collected kids from a wide area.
Oh, yes.
I would imagine.
Oh yes. That's... Oh yes. The influence that I had was Appalachian music, country music. I got a guitar when I was 13 years old. That was 1960. There weren't a lot of guitar players around in 1960. Mm-hmm. I never had a lesson. That's one reason it's taken so long to get to get where I've gotten. But I grew up, Hank Williams hadn't been dead 10 years. Music was sitting on a huge bubble waiting to burst, and country music was looking for a direction. Rock and roll was looking for a direction. Free-spirited folks, the hippies,
sure,
had not come on yet.
Yeah.
The 60s was that. Dylan and Joan Baez and the Everly Brothers and Merle Haggard and you name it. And I was hearing it from all sides. And all of that has an influence on me, and you can see it in our son's music as well.
Well, and there's such a great tradition in the Piedmont area for blues too, right? So blues guitar, and some of that you mentioned, you know, the way that Wayfarer and Stranger is done by Doc Watson, you can really hear that.
I grew up about 40 miles from where Doc Watson lives. We knew he was around when I was a kid.
Wow.
But he wasn't the best one. He would tell you that he wasn't the best one. He was discovered around 65 or 66 at the Newport Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all proud as we could be of Doc for making it. Most of us learned to play in self-defense. There was not a movie theater within 5 miles of me. There was nothing to do on the weekend except go to your neighbor's place and make a little music. Susie and I have lived in Alaska, have lived in Wyoming. The talent to entertain yourself is a great talent in places like that, because you may be, I would say in Western Pennsylvania, if you get snowed in for 3 days, you'd like to pick up a guitar and maintain your sanity. You want to read, you want to sew, you want to make a quilt, you want to be able to maintain your sanity. And a lot of pickers that I knew picked up guitars, banjos, mandolins, you name it, they picked it up because of that.
It's a good observation. You know, bluegrass talks about that high lonesome sound all the time, right? And high up on a mountain, lonesome, there comes the music. Jim Avett is who you heard. Susie is his wife, who he just made reference to. And let's go to another song. When we come back, well, I'd like to talk a little bit about recordings of yours that are available.
Okay.
And
okay.
And whatever else you'd like to talk about, too. What would you like to do next?
I think it was a toss-up between Wayfarer and Stranger and an old cover by Jim Reeves, Welcome to My World. And this goes way back for most people. I think I'll do Welcome to My World. I want you want to talk about writing music, sometimes you find really strange chords. And I had found this chord. It doesn't sound like anything, but the place I found it to put it is in this song. Welcome to my world, won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Won't you step inside, leave your cares behind? Welcome to my world. Knock and the door will be open. Seek and you will find. Ask and it will be given. This key to this heart of mine. I'll be waiting here with my arms unfurled. Won't you come on in? To my world. Knock and the door will be open. The seeking you will find. Ask and it will be given. This key to this heart of mine. I'll be waiting here with my arms unfurled. Won't you come on in? Welcome to my world.
I don't think I've ever enjoyed that song more. That's
thank you.
Beautiful.
We're going to talk about how it changes over the years. What I thought I remembered is the way it went. I go back and listen to some old tunes, and they have evolved. They have moved through the ranks as I learned more chords.
Well, and as you learn more about life, too, the words
exactly right.
take on
exactly
different
right.
meanings. It's funny. That's what I thought you were going to say at first. But it really... It's interesting, the relationship you have. Let's talk about songwriting a little bit. You mentioned finding that chord, and when did you start writing songs?
Long time ago.
So that was part of your...
By the mid-60s, the late-60s, I was putting together some tunes. We put together a recording in 1974. This recording was something that I wanted to do. It was one of the things that I had written down that I wanted to do. So when I did it, Susie and I left 2 months later and went to Alaska because we did not find in North Carolina the opportunity to do what we wanted to do.
What, and can you describe the recording of particular kinds of music or...
Hippie type.
Well, that's good. That works.
I fit right in with that. Yeah.
That works.
Freestyle folks.
And, as people are listening, just to make it clear that deciding to put together a recording in 1974 is a little bit different than deciding to do it in 2004. because, you know, we don't all have computers and software and microphones, and it's not like pressing.
I had no idea what digital was.
And it's expensive. I mean, there aren't that many people that can actually press records or, you know, do this. So that's to make that a goal and to do it. Nothing against those who are doing it now. It still takes a lot of effort, but just the hardware aspects huge.
There are so many things you can do electronically. It gives really untalented people a chance, you know, to get in on it. The first recording that I went to was a mic like just sitting in front of me, a bowl mic.
Yeah.
We would all gather around it. If there was a four-piece band.
Yeah, kind of like that one.
If there was a four-piece band, you got in, and if somebody made a mistake, that was it. You started again, and sometimes you had to re-record it 12 or 14 times before you finally got a take on it. You got so tired of the songs, you hated them. You know, you never wanted to play them again. But work now in a studio. I do some production for some singer-songwriters that I think maybe might have a chance at making it if they got the right backing behind them. We put out some stuff. I have a good friend. We're in business together of doing some production. And you can really, in the studio, on this side of the glass, let the artists be on the other side. Don't try to give them directions. You hiring them up because they are talented people. I need to say something else at this time. There are, I would assume, some musicians listening to this program. You can be the best musician in the world and never get off the front porch. If the right person isn't out in the audience on the right night to hear you, and it says nothing about your ability, it says something about your bad luck. And it's unfair. There's nothing fair about it. There are some really good musicians who will never get off the front porch because the right guy wasn't there at the right time, and that's all there is to that. It takes you have to position yourself. You have to try. You have to be ready if the opportunity comes on. But sometimes the opportunity just does not come, and the world is worse off for it.
Well, I suspect that sometimes that goal of getting off the front porch is also not all one thought it was going to be. And that I'm not sure. I'm not a musician. But I would think sometimes be careful what you wish for, and maybe the authenticity of playing for your own amusement and pleasure could be. I mean, musicians and most people that do things creative are doing those things because they love to do it and they're passionate about doing it. If it suddenly becomes a living and also a means by which many other people are being supported by your efforts, that would introduce a lot of pressure, I'd think.
It's a job.
Yeah.
It's a job. It's a job that you enjoy. And when you quit enjoying it, you need to get out of it. Writing a song is not built around making money, and it's not built around being well known. Writing songs, the whole point in writing songs is to affect other people's lives. Vincent van Gogh died a poor man, but he affected a lot of people's lives. I know some songwriters who would affect, if they ever get a chance, would affect lives, and that's what it's all about. You're a success if you can play a song and see people swooning, you can see people getting in the air over it. You're a success. If you can see them tapping their feet and saying, I like that, you've done your job. If the money comes, fine. If it doesn't, fine. We'll do it on the front porch. That's okay. That's okay.
Jim Avett is the voice you're hearing, and I hear your daddy coming out in you right now as a preacher. Those are fine words to inspire us. Can you affect us with something you wrote?
I hope so. This is a song I wrote about a year ago. It's about decisions, and you know, it's about decisions, and it's easiest to go ahead and make the decision, just be done with it and move on. Sometimes there's not a real good way of, there's no real good answer to this. You just make the decision and get along. I had some people ask me about divorce and about a job and about school all in about a week. And they all were asking, Can you help me make this decision? No, I can't help you make it. Just I can encourage you to go on. This sounds like Bob Dylan on a bad day. Don't tell him I said that. Y'all hush about this. You know what you gotta do, but you're scared to do it. You know which bridge you've got to cross, but you don't want to get up to it. For you, there ain't no choice. It's the only way you can go. But you'd be a whole lot better off if you'd just get on down the road. Just get moving. You can't stay where you are any longer. It just ain't that way. I know you hate to pack your bags and don't look forward to the day. You may be back out on your own, but trust me and make a stand. It's the only way you can get relief from the situation at hand. Just stand up. Ain't no good way of doing this thing. You've run long enough. I'm sure the road ain't gonna be smooth. It's probably gonna get pretty rough. But it's down to telling the truth, and that's something that you ain't tried. You'll find things getting better after everybody's cried lots of tears. So face the crowd and say your piece and hope they can live with it. That's all you can do, just walk away and say the heck with it. The game is on, you've got to play the hand that you've got. So lay down your cards, get away quick, and damn boy, don't stop, just keep moving. This thing you've run long enough. I'm sure the road ain't gonna be smooth. It's probably gonna get pretty rough. But it's down to telling the truth, and that's something that you ain't tried. You'll find things getting better after everybody's cried lots of tears. So face the crowd and say your piece and hope they can live with it. That's all you can do, just walk away and say the heck with it. Game is on, you've got to play the hand that you got. So lay down your cards, get away quick, damn boy, don't stop, just keep moving.
Jim Avett at the Saturday Light Brigade with some nice guitar work with Ray Morton. Ray, we haven't talked about you at all. Good morning.
I'm not very interesting.
Interested or interesting.
Interesting.
It's water. Are you okay? Yeah. Do we have a bottle of water? I thought we brought some in. We'll get you some.
I got some.
Oh, you got some?
This is fine. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I thought you were going to say I'm not very interested. I was going to say.
No.
How did you guys meet, Ray?
We met at breakfast. I just gotten a new job, and it's about 30 miles from my home, and I wasn't very good at it, so I had to go in early, and I'd go by the little cafe in the mornings, and Jim and about three other guys were in there solving problems. So we'd all have egg sandwiches and coffee or whatever, and one morning, I heard Jim talking about playing music with somebody, and I just kept listening because I was an outsider, you know. And I asked him, I said, well, where do you play? I said, can anybody show up? He said, well, yeah, anybody can show up. I said, all right, I want to show up. You going to tell me where? He says, well, I wasn't going to tell you where. But my daddy plays mandolin. And one of the things I was trying to do was have more time with my dad. So I found out where it was and went a couple times to make sure it's someplace I wanted to take him. And then we became regulars, and I guess we played for 2 or 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where it started.
His dad was a mandolin player and a good one, and I'd heard of him. He lives in the next county down from us, and I'd heard of his daddy. And that's really why I was trying to get Ray to come on in. When he said, I'd like to bring my daddy down there. Yeah. Well, you do that and leave your guitar at the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, that was some nice picking on the last song from Ray Morton. And so you're also from the same, roughly the same area of North Carolina?
Yeah, I'm about 20 miles away from Jim, and that's where we are.
Now, there's a new album that you'll have at your show tonight, at which is at Club Cafe at 7 o'clock tonight. It's called Tribes. Relatively new, right? It's been, I'm trying to think, been out now for about a year or so, if my memory's right.
Yeah.
And it's nice that that's available on iTunes. You can go to the website, which is simply jimavett.com. And it's a nice website. You can also listen to samples of the songs. Club Cafe tonight, Southside, 7 o'clock. I like a guy who just looks at me, as Jim is doing right now, and is saying, let's just play more music. I'm doing these, you know, I won't even say obligatory because I want to do it, but I want people to know that they could get a CD or that they can come and see it tonight.
I
want people to know that. It's important to me. I also want you to know that if you're just tuning in, you can hear more of Jim. This program will be on demand a little later. You can hear it again at our website or just go to Jim's website. I think we're going to have time for three more songs if we play our cards straight. What would you like to do next?
How about Tribes? How about title cut off
title
that,
song? Can't wait to hear it. Once again, here's Jim Avett with Ray Morton.
This is after a long list of love songs. Songwriters tend to write love songs, songs about love gone wrong and good love and bad love and any kind of love you can get to. But this one is about love that never really got started. One or the other saw a flaw in it, but anyway. If you and I could spend more time together, there's a chance that you and I would fall in love and maybe find romance. But you and I are from different tribes. We do things differently. I'd have no time for things you need. You'd have no time for me. If I could make the world the way I wanted it to be, then I would have you only smile and stay here endlessly. But this old world has lots of traps we fall for needlessly. I fell for you and you fell too, but not in love with. If I had known the seeds were sown for betrayal and deceit, then early on I'd have known there's no room in your heart for me. Now I must go and you must stay and we'll forever part. I take some memories of our love and leave part of my heart. But you can't change and be the way I wanted you to be. No, you can't change who you are just to love me. Thank you.
If I had known the seeds were sown for betrayal and deceit, then early on I'd have known there's no room in your heart for me. Now I must go and you must stay, and we'll forever part. I'll take some memories of our love and leave part of my heart. But you can't change and be the way I wanted you to be. No, you can't change who you are just to love me. No, you can't change who you are just to love me.
What a pretty song. That's Jim Avett and Ray Morton. That song's sad and happy all together for a lot of reasons. It really works. It's just a beautiful song. Jim Avett's at Club Cafe tonight. A chance to see him. I really recommend it. I think your mom, I don't know if your parents are still living or not, but those harmonies, I somehow have a feeling she would absolutely love.
I absolutely am a harmony person. I like harmony in music. I like it in voices, instruments, life, light, pictures. I like harmony. I like it where it fits together, like it should fit together, not like it's all crumpled up together. For this, I pay a dear price because we work an awful lot on getting the harmony down to it, but... Here, I want to do another song while I got the chance. Leaving Knoxville Town is the name of the song, and it might be Leaving Pittsburgh Town. We might try part of that. But this is, I think, this probably sounds like a Waylon Jennings tune, but on a bad day. But this tune, I probably wasted some really good lyrics in it. When I was young and in love and got dumped by, you know, a number of people, I always wanted to say what I said in this tune about, I hope your life works out fine, but if it doesn't, I don't really care. I think that is, you know, what I would like for all of our sentiment to be. But anyway, not too fast and no. Leaving Knoxville Town this evening before the sun goes down. Got some bad memories of you, gonna throw them on this ground. Like the town and the people fine, there's some things I'm gonna miss. But of the 100 reasons to go, you're at the top of my list. You don't care what I think anymore. You've changed your mind, it seems. You don't think much of me anymore. I don't fit into your dreams. I don't fit into your dreams. These memories hurt too much. That junk cuts like a knife. They ain't no reason to kick him with me. They're just trashing up my life. I hope you're happy with your new love. I hope your life works out fine. But if it don't matter to me. I'm moving on with mine. Leaving Knoxville Town this evening, it's past time to say goodbye. Although the words I speak are lonely and sad, ain't nobody left here to cry. Ain't nobody left here to cry.
Jim Avett with another perky love song. That song's got a nice sound to it. And there's something, you know, I don't need to say this to you, but I'm going to say it anyway, and actually to both of you. There's just something so refreshingly genuine. People ask us a lot here. You know, we play jazz, we play, I don't even like to categorize music, but as people listen, they'll notice jazz, they'll notice, you know, folk, quote, singer-songwriter, all sorts of genres. And people have kind of said, how do you define the music we play? And the answer really is authentic or natural. It's music. You know it when you hear it, and it conveys thoughts and feelings and ideas directly from somebody's heart and brain. And for you guys, you pretty much exhibit that at its very peak, and it's just a pleasure to be able to listen.
Thank you.
As you play. We do. I'm so happy that we have time for one more, and I can tell the wheels are turning here with Jim. He's doing an audible. That's what I call an audible.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Hold on to it right there.
I do that with Ricky a lot. You know, Ricky answers the telephone. My wife, who we may not, when we have puzzles and games early in the morning, and sometimes I'll change the puzzle. She'll have the answer for the puzzle I had intended on doing, like name the only state in the country with one syllable, which is Maine, but I'll decide to do something different, like, you know, what state is abbreviated and why? And the answer is New York. And she'll be telling people, no, it's Maine. You know, that's not a good thing, you know. Communication in your marriage is a good thing. I'm going to get communicated on that later, I can tell. You're audible. You're pulling it audible.
Back up.
You're old enough to know better than that. But anyway.
Before you begin this song, thank you. This will be our last chance to chat. Thank you for being here to both
thank
of you.
Thank you for having us.
Ray Thanks. Morton, Jim Avett.
It's
Avid.
Been an absolute honor. I don't get to do this song very often. This is a song. This is a love song that I wrote to my wife. And since she's in here, I might as well sing the song. The first time I sang it to her, she cried, and I told her if she was going to cry, I wasn't going to do it anymore. I gave it to Bob Crawford, who plays bass with the Avett Brothers. He said his wife cried, too. I told him, you know, we don't need to be playing the song. But anyway, I think that after 42 years, next Tuesday will be our 42nd anniversary. After 42 years, yeah, I feel this way. There's a place in my memory from when we met a long time ago, when I swore I couldn't love you anymore. But the days turned to memory, and through the smiles and tears I've learned to love you more through the passing years. There were a few times I remember when things weren't all that good. I took it out on you. God, I hope you understood. I was changing my direction, but guilty just the same. You're an angel for staying. You never were to blame. Mm-hmm. But mostly I remember the way your eyes would smile at a pup, a rose, and me, or at our child. Let me say it, in case you're wondering, through the good times, hopes and fears, I've learned to love you more through the passing years. I've learned to love you more through the passing years.
Jim Avett, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, Ray Morton, playing along with him. Look for them tonight at Club Cafe on the South Side. Thanks to all of our guests today, and thanks to you for being here. If we missed your name or request this morning, our apologies. If you didn't call, tweet, email, post, all those things, insert your name right here. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade. Join us again next week. 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, slbradio.org. Google Town.